I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Conditions for internally displaced persons in Sri Lanka remain difficult. Roads are still closed. What were lush fields are riddled with mines. That will likely mean a food shortage in the fall. Faith Comes By Hearing's Doug Harstein says they're partnering with local churches because people need a message of hope. Harstein says their team is expanding their ministry in a region that hasn't been open before.
Faith Comes By Hearing is going to be supporting them with the audio scriptures, and we're putting 250 audio scriptures for them to start with.
They're sending out teams to record the Tamil audio Bible using indigenous voices. Our website has details on how you can help. Next, although already in five languages, Words of Hope is preparing to expand its gospel radio broadcasts in Sudan, says the Vice President for Broadcasting, Leedy Young.
We're also exploring with the people inside Sudan relationships with other FM stations as well, so that we can begin to use a greater amount of local FM station broadcasting in addition to, and perhaps eventually in place of, the shortwave.
Pray many listeners will respond to the gospel. And India Partners is building a new home for orphan children in India. A couple took five children into their home in 2003. They now care for 16 kids in addition to the two of their own. They've had to turn away more kids because Little Lamps Children's Home is over capacity. The new house will make room for 24 more children, but $8,000 is still needed to complete the project. Go to our website to learn how you can help give these children a future and introduce them to the gospel. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get your free copy of A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.